and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of January, 2008. It was on this day in 1521, Pope Leo X excommunicated Martin Luther for condemning the Catholic Church in his 95 Theses. Luther was a professor of biblical interpretation in Germany at the time, and he said he could find no text in Scripture that permitted the Church to make money by selling indulgences for the forgiveness of sins. It was on this day in 1841 the whaling ship Acushnet sailed from New Bedford, Massachusetts, with young Herman Melville on board. His father had lost the family fortune. Melville had no money to continue his schooling. He tried a year of farming. That was no good, so he decided to go to sea. He later wrote, "A whale ship was my Yale College and my Harvard." It's the birthday of the Roman philosopher and statesman Cicero, Marcus Tullius Cicero, born in 106 BC in Arpinum in what is now Italy. He was born into the second class of Roman society. His parents cleaned linens, but he was such a great orator, he became the first commoner to hold the position of Roman consul in more than 30 years. He took it at a time when Rome was falling into civil war. First Julius Caesar seized power as the new emperor, and then Octavian tried to do the same. Cicero refused to give up on the idea of Rome as a republic, and he was executed by Octavian in 43 BC. It's the birthday of the priest who served the leper colony on the Hawaiian island of Kaluapapa, Father Damien, born in Belgium in 1840. Father Damien came along at a time when lepers were dumped off the boat in the shallows because the captains were terrified to go ashore, and so were doctors who simply left medicine on the beach and then fled. But Father Damien dressed the wounds of his patients himself. He ate with them. He buried them when they died, eventually developed the illness himself and died on the island, having roofed the buildings and made the beds with his own hands. And it's the birthday of the author of The Lord of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien, John Ronald Reuel Tolkien, born in South Africa in 1892. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, entitled Taking Down the Tree. "Give me some light," cries Hamlet's uncle midway through the murder of Gonzago. "Light, light," cry scattering courtesans. "Here, as in Denmark, it's dark at 4, and even the moon shines with only half a heart. The ornaments go down into the box, the silver spaniel, my darling, on its collar from mother's childhood in Illinois. The balsa jumping jack my brother and I fought over, pulling limb from limb. Mother drew it together again with thread while I watched, feeling depraved at the age of 10. With something more than caution, I handle them and the lights with their tin star-shaped reflectors brought along from house to house, their pasteboard toy suitcases increasingly flimsy. Tick, tick, the desiccated needles drop. By supper time, all that remains is the scent of balsam fir. If it's darkness we're having, let it be extravagant." A poem by Jane Kenyon, Taking Down the Tree, from Collected Poems published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, Do good work and keep in